I don't know why I'm crying. So ridiculous. Tracy's a fucking bitch, but she's right. I'm 28 years old, and I'm tearing up over a stupid ring from a stupid boy trying not to hurt the feelings of his stupid, naive friend. Well,
maybe he wasn't such a stupid boy after all. I mean, he knew how to tap into your heart, which is so big and has remained so good and is something I just... I can't do without. Look, I've been fighting it, but, you know, the Twinkle Toes was trying to teach me a lesson. Look, I have something for you.
What is it?
Not so fast. This requires some explanation. Looky here in my pocket. I've got something for my best girl. I'm thinking she'll like, I'm hoping she'll keep, but only she can tell me so. So looky here in my pocket, something to make her brow unfurl. I'm wishing she'd smile, don't want her to weep. I'd like to see my Gina glow. What do you know?
What are those? Cocktail straws?
What are you talking? I got a whole handful of promise rings right here. They were in my pocket this whole time. I promise to tell you how beautiful you look in your high school reunion dress, because I know it's true. I promise to be the last kisser in your life, no matter how many first kisses you amass in your lifetime. And I promise to have a promise ring ready and waiting for you every time you're in need.
Gordy.
I promise to find for you a promise every day. Slut bitch that comes your way.
Gordy, I've let myself go since we got married. It doesn't bother you that I'm not smoking like the other girls here?
What are you talking? Your smoke makes me choke, it's so thick. Now, can we go home so I can inhale you all to myself?
Sure. Oh, I have something too. So looky here in my pocket, I have my very favorite thing.
Is it something you like?
Oh, it's something I love, my husband's special promise ring.
You're the one that I love.
Oh, Gordy.
Please do accept my promise.